First thing, what is this, what's this community where you live called?
It's called the Prospect Community.
All right, and it, and it's...
We've got two churches, one school, here, and we're 3 miles from Cleveland.
How long have you lived here?
Well, I was born 1 mile north of where I now live. And I'm 90, I was born in 93. And December the 23rd, 1893. And I've lived around here all of my life, practically. And now I live in 1 mile of where I was born and raised, and own my home, and I live alone. And
what's your full name?
Floyd L.
And what's this county? What county are we in?
Bradley County.
And the state?
Tennessee.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Well, I spent 30 years working on the highway department, and the rest of my life I farmed and worked at the lumber business.
What did you do with the, what kind of work did you do with the highway department?
I was foreman. And I was, also I built roads, and for the state, then they got to have us to survey them out, and then they'd have the contract to do the work. Then we'd have to have the contractor be out there and have the contractor to do according to specifications and contracts. And we had that much time with some of these contractors to get them to do a good job.
And you said you worked with a, you said a sawmill? When you, or just farming when you weren't?
Well, my father was farming. I stayed on the farm until I was 23 years old. And then I went to the highway department and with my brother, he owned, my two brothers owned a big lumber company, and I worked for them, and I went out in the mountains and bought timber for them, and then I sold house fittings, and also loaded trucks for the north. They'd bring back down northern corn, hard corn, when they whisked up north. And if they couldn't get some old sap coming off of our rivers, they'd load a load of lumber to our place and take it back north with them.
Now what was that, excuse me, you said they couldn't get enough sap where?
They couldn't get enough sap and they're going to make, it wouldn't make much whiskey.
I see.
And they can haul that corn down there and sell it to make chicken feed out of, and then they'd go on the river and buy sappy corn, and it really wouldn't be question. They'd take it back to Kentucky and sell it to the brewers.
I see.
And these truckers, we had a big trucker